new clothes, if you buy something new where you got the pants and the coat that matches, you would say that's what?
So that's a suit.
Okay, and if it's new, it's a
new suit.
Okay. If your pockets were filled with walnuts or something, they would what?
Bulge.
Okay. Now, talking about the word shrink, I bought a cheap shirt. I hope it won't
shrink
okay.
when it's laundered.
I washed one yesterday and
it shrunk.
And all the cheap shirts I ever washed have
shrunken on me.
Okay. If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you might say she likes to...
She likes to dress up.
Okay. Do you ever hear the term primp? Or
yeah.
Slip up?
Yeah, primp. A lady likes to primp.
Okay. Ever hear the term, instead of primp, ever hear the term prank?
Prank?
Uh-huh.
No.
I
never heard that.
What about the thing that a woman carries her money around in?
That's her pocketbook.
Or her
purse.
Okay. Any other
names
of kinds of it?
Well, they use a billfold too.
Okay.
With their purse, like a man, you know. And sometimes a little change bag, a little change pocketbook inside of the big pocket.
Yeah. How about the handbag? Is that used around here?
Handbag, yeah. Most all women use handbags.
Okay. Something that a woman wears around her neck.
A scarf.
Or if it's pearls or something.
Or beads.
Yeah.
Pearls or beads.
Would you ever call
it a bead?
Necklace?
Yeah.
Okay, if it's beads, you would say she has on a...
She has on a necklace made of pearls. You could just say she has on beads.
Okay, would you ever say a string of beads?
String of beads, yeah.
What about the things that some men use to go over their shoulders and hold their pants up?
Suspenders.
You ever heard the term galluses?
Galluses, that's an old term.
Okay.
That I had to wear as galluses to hold his britches up.
What about a thing that you hold up over your head when it rains?
That's an umbrella.
Okay. The thing that goes over your bed after you've made up the bed and everything, the ornamental thing that you put...
Bedspread we speak of.
Okay. Do you ever hear it called anything else?
A spread or a counterpane. They used to speak of a counterpane.
The thing that you put your head on when you sleep at night.
Pillow.
Okay, if it's a large pillow that goes all the way across the bed, do you have any certain term for it?
Let's see, there's a word like
bolster?
Bolster, that's what I was trying to think. Bolster.
Okay. If something doesn't go, if something goes all the way across, you might say it goes
the entire length of a room or the entire length of a space.
Would you say clear across? Clean across?
It would be clear across the room, we'd say.
What about a thing that women used to make, they don't make them too much anymore, that went on a bed that you covered up with that was cloth and then cotton and then cloth and it was sewed and
okay.
Mm-hmm. You ever see any of them that are tied and not sewn?
Tied and not sewn.
You know, with yarn and yarn through there?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Is there any difference between a quilt and a comfort or comforting?
Yes, I believe there is. Now, a quilt is usually cotton. And a comforter could be woolen, or lined with woolen.
Okay. What about when you have a whole lot of company? When you have a whole lot of company and you don't have enough room for everybody to have a bed, you put down
a pallet
on the floor.
A pallet, yeah.
Okay. Now, we're getting back to land. Some kinds of land